Welcome back, Terrapins, for day two of our podcast with head bowling coach Jason Zook. We know him as the head bowling coach here, but he also has a professional career as a bowler. So the Terrapins are extremely lucky to have somebody with his playing and coaching knowledge on staff. So Coach Zook, if we can dive into you, you started your professional bowling career as an 18-year-old young man. And my question today is, you know, we're talking about team, but I want to dive into the mental game a little bit. As an 18-year-old man, did you have, the mental game? Did you know what the mental game was back then?
I did not know what the mental game was back then. And competing against, you know, guys that are in their prime that are the best bowlers to ever play the game, it's a little tricky on an 18-year-old mind. I've always been good at self-reflection. And so that was one of the things that I always made sure I did after every tournament. And I would start to self-reflect. And by diagnosing what went wrong, most of the time it was mental. You know, every now and then you get physical flaws that come up. But for the most part, the physical flaws, those are easily fixable, but the mental is the hardest aspect. And once I fixed the mental aspect, succeeding was pretty close. It was happening right then.
You and I, when we met 3 years ago, when I first came on as director of athletics here, you and I spoke about the mental game. And a lot of people think they're doing the mental game, but they're not consciously doing it, or they don't have just enough, you know, information or education on what that looks like. So since you were an 18-year-old young man into where you are today, how has your mental game progressed, and where are you at now with it?
So when I was young and I was first coming out, my mental game was probably fairly weak. I was quick-tempered, which is normal for most 18-year-olds at a professional level. You know, they grew up being better at what they were doing than everyone else. Now all of a sudden they're competing against the best in the world, and they're not the best. And that takes a little bit of, you know, mental energy to try and figure out and get through. And I think what happens is that the best bowlers are the ones that figure that out mentally, not physically. I think it's almost all mental. And then so once you figure that out, you're fine. And so I've had a few moments in my life where I've had a couple meltdowns, some fines that resulted of those meltdowns. And that's when you do a little more evaluating, especially when it hits the pocketbook.
Yeah, I guess that would be a great indicator of time to fix some things.
Yes.
So, Jason, as a professional bowler and throughout your career, and we talked about the core principle of team yesterday, and at the high school level, they have the Baker format, which is where you alternate bowlers, so there truly is, you know, an individual frame, but team concept of this, everyone, you know, contributes to that one score. So when you're on the circuit as a professional bowler, is there a team concept at all? And if so, how do you incorporate team in such an individualized sport?
Yeah, I mean, there's two concepts of team that we work with all the time. The first one's the one that's been around the longest. You all have manufacturer contracts, so you're signed with, you know, for me, a bowling ball company, and we throw those bowling balls. Well, everyone in your brand works together, and so you're trying to find, at that time, like, what works best on those lane conditions. So it's matching up the right ball, matching up the right surface. And then what's really started to change is the mental side of that, where these manufacturers are now having some mental training coming in. It's very informal. We are more formal here with our mental training than we are out on a professional tour, believe it or not. And then the other one is a few years ago, they came out with a PBA league. So it's no different than league bowling with your buddies, except these are the best bowlers in the world. And that is a five-man team. So that is your traditional team concept where you'll bowl regular games and then you bowl Baker games. And Baker games are the most exciting game in bowling. If you haven't seen it, you got to get out and see it.
Yeah, the high fives that take place during the Baker format and the excitement really elevates during that part of the bowling tournaments. My last question for you, Jason, is when you're in a tournament as a professional bowler and you say you kind of have teammates, and I'm going to put that in quotes, which no one can see, but you have teammates, do you guys talk to each other during, not the Baker format, but when you're just out there trying to get your best score, do you have your teammates, you know, encouraging you? Do you have teammates saying, hey, this lane's slicker than that lane? Can you do that? You know, is there a part of team and sharing strategies during tournaments as on the professional circuit?
Yeah, absolutely there is. So little known facts that the professional bowlers, like in our manufacturer, will actually have a group chat most of the time on like Facebook Messenger. But we will report live what's going on our pair of lanes on Facebook Messenger. So that way we move lanes after every game. So if I move to a lane and someone else has already been there and they said, you know, such and such lane hooks, you know, a bunch more. Well, I already know that. It's in our report. So we communicate that way. We also do communicate like in person and not just via text. But you'll find that you gravitate towards personalities that you kind of gel with better. So for me, I know that I need to be focused, but I can't focus nonstop for a 6 hour block. That's not realistic. So I'll have my other buddies that I know that, like, we'll go, you know, make some jokes, you know, keep it a little lighter. But then when it's time to, like, queue up and get ready to bowl, you know, we'll tap each other on the back end and say, come on, you got this. And then that's our cue to turn the green light on and go.
Get into game mode.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, what an important concept as a core principle with team, Terrapins. What I've learned over the past 2 days with Coach Zook is that even with what we consider an individual sport, there's always going to be team concepts. So make sure you're a great teammate to all those around you. Be a Terp today so you guys can become a Terp for life.